I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
I'm Shannon Feltus.
I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is
You Are That.
We are two sisters who still cannot take a compliment.
On today's episode, we have a comedian, a writer, a crafter, and a woman who started a movement that you totally want to be a part of. You may know her as Shitty Craft Club. This is Sam Reese. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome and thank you for joining us. We are honored.
Super honored.
To have you.
Honored to be here. Thank you for having me.
Do you want to tell the listeners a little bit about you?
Sure. Pretty much covered it, but yeah, I'm a comedy writer, I'm an actor, and then I accidentally started a shitty craft club. It was not an accident. I started one on purpose, and then TikTok made it a whole different thing.
And, TikTok took it from you and exploded it.
Yep.
And then was like, hey, do more. And you were like, fuck, this is my life now.
Okay. So now I just carry around a huge suitcase filled with glue guns half my life. That's cool.
That sounds rad.
Yeah, it's stairs make it hard, but you know, we're in it for the community. And for the community, I'm willing to pull a giant suitcase up and down the stairs filled with glue guns.
Oh, you are very funny. And I heard of you from TikTok.
Yes, great.
Thoroughly binged you. You made my day every day. And also, as crafty girls, Shannon and I were raised very crafty. And by crafty, I mean like poor.
Yeah.
So you really learn how to make fucking do.
Make your own shit.
Halloween costumes, yeah. Birthday presents. Oh, you're
gotta
going
get creative.
To a party Friday? Oh, great. Well, go ahead and here's some things and make your friend a gift.
Yeah.
You have to get real crafty, real fast. And if your mom's out of the things that you actually need to make something that a seventh grader won't turn her nose up at.
Or make fun of you at school the next day. Yeah. Let's be real.
Listen, all I have is 1,000 varying sizes of googly eyes. Like, let's see what we can put googly
eyes. I'll make my own Juicy Couture sweatshirt.
Right. But it'll be watching you and rattling when you walk.
Stylish. I'm so glad you found me. That makes me happy to hear that it brought you joy.
It brought me so much joy, and I highly recommend it to anyone that will listen. If you are on TikTok, definitely check her out. Short and sweet craft videos, and it could be a before and after or an aftermath or a I'm going to do this and then 3 hours later type video. You make a point to show people like, yeah, this is crafty and this is like laughable, but I'm going to go real hard at it. And when I'm done, I'm going to have something I may be proud of.
Yeah, you got to celebrate it.
It's not self-deprecating.
Aggressively self-aware.
It's yes. Yeah. it's not one of those tutorial shows where you get like the cheesy boss mom who comes on and is like, I'm going to show you DIY candle pour. It's like,
I don't know how some people know how to do that stuff.
It's exhausting.
Especially if it's not your real personality, because we do know a few crafters who do have that sing-song, very Mary Poppins, and that's genuinely who they are.
Grew up watching QVC and Are You Okay?
Yes,
exactly. Yes, exactly. I like your reveals.
Thank you. Yeah, they're always a surprise to me. So we're all in it together.
But that's what I enjoy, that you're like, ta-da, look at this.
Whatever this is. Yeah. So like the whole thing started actually as a live event that I put together every month. I don't know how time works, but I think it was 2019 because the 1 year anniversary was supposed to be 2020. It is a construct. I was just like, oh, it would be pretty fun to just get together with like all of my comedy friends and just make something a little wacky. And because such a huge part of comedy shows is having a photographer to take hot photos after a show, I was like, oh, it'd be really fun to like, you know, show off what we made and celebrate what we made. And then that sort of became a really important part of it for me.
Everyone's getting free headshots with Beaded
Visors.
Everyone's
getting free headshots, free
comedy gold.
Gorgeous thing. Yeah.
Sam's website is chocked full of her events, and they're blocked together in albums that you want to print out in a book and just have, because they're gorgeous. There's like behind the scenes of everyone working and doing, but then there's the portraits that are being taken of these crazy phenomenal people who have just crafted themselves all kinds of things. The visor one is one of my favorites because they angled the visors upwards sometimes and made like almost like crowns.
Necklaces,
scenes.
Crowns. My friend wore it as a beard.
Yes,
you know?
There was the beard. They're so fantastic, but everyone in their picture is looking you in the eye like this is their new glossy they drop off. This is their new headshot for whatever they're going in for. Mm-hmm. And it is 100% serious in the eyes.
Right.
And the rest of it is having just fun with it. And those events sound fantastic, and I'm slightly jealous that we don't live on the right coast.
Okay, but listen, here's the thing. Okay, first of all, I want to make it clear that I'm not the photographer. I hope that's clear.
You're the brainchild, and the photographer just understood the assignments.
Yeah. I have some photographer friends who are just so good, and just so good at getting even like non-performers, non-creative people, or everybody's creative, but you know, people who aren't outwardly performative in any way, just getting them to really like feel joy and kind of let go in their photos. It's very fun to watch. But I want to take the event on tour.
Ooh.
So this just gives me a reason to come to Oregon.
I would love to be a part of your West Coast chapter.
Great.
A tour doesn't have to be nationwide right away.
No, and I think if it was, I would want to die.
Right. That just sounds like a nightmare.
Right? You fly into somewhere and you rent a minivan, and then you do the tour and drop off your minivan and then fly home from your last location. And then you're like, that was a lot of work. That was work.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even just doing events in New York City is like once a month is a lot of work. So I feel like, you know, once every couple months, I'll be like, here's my tour list. And it'll be like over the course of 3 years, like 2026, I'm coming to California.
You get to make shitty craft shirts that have tour dates on the back, and they could just be as spaced out as you need them to be. Just go classic 80s tour shirt on it.
It'll just be the filler in between the dates will just be like where I'm at at that time of day. Like it's 5 p.m. in the living room. Just hanging out.
That's awesome.
Coffee run at 4.
Coffee run at 4. Coffee run at 5:30. Oops. Bad idea. but I am actually moving to L.A. this year.
Are you? What a hot time to do it.
I know you guys are kind of like the first to know. So.
I got goosebumps. We got hot goss, secret knowledge.
I love hot goss.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
No secrets here, baby.
Oh my God. That is so
exciting. Where in LA?
That's a great question. So over the pandemic, a lot of my close friends moved to LA, and we were planning on moving last year, and it just ended up being kind of like not great timing, but probably in like the East Side, Silver Lake area is what we're aiming for, since that's where my buddies are.
So we have a high concentration of folks in that area.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. It's like a cool spot, right? Right?
Seems like the most affordable
it's
pocket.
Close,
well.
It's close to all the best cemeteries too, which is a weird thing to be gushing about, but like...
My partner will love to hear that. Mm-hmm. I have a pro spooky partner.
Yes.
For sure.
It's the best kind of partner.
Okay, I want to jump into questions.
Okay, because we can do this all day, I think.
I know, and I'm hoping that I'm on par with the vibes of the information you gave.
Okay.
So you found some teen journals recently.
Yes.
And these are some of our favorite treasures.
Oof.
And we are gearing up towards Valentine's Day, so we're going to talk about some crafty stuff, some like old flame stuff, so just real fucking awkward weirdness. Mm-hmm. But do you have any journal entries that would pertain to strong feelings about relationships in any context, either positive or negative?
Yeah.
Can you read us?
I'll be right back.
Yeah. I would say, as like a deeply closeted teen, I was like, I love boys so much. Let me only talk about boys so you know that I love them. So pretty much all of these entries are psychotic. Here's this one. Are you ready?
I fucking love you.
We're so ready. I just choked on my coffee and I'm set back in my seat now and I'm ready.
Okay, wait. God, I love it so much.
I'm also going to email you a photo of this because it really adds. God. It really adds.
Is the writing just...
Right, it's gel pens. It's bubble letters.
Oh, that's my favorite.
You know, we're in the summer of 2002 here.
Oh, my gosh.
I have those pens.
I have goosebumps all over my entire body.
I'm sending you the picture to read along. Okay.
Oh, God. This is bringing me joy.
You make me so happy.
July 15th, 2002. Journal. Oh, okay. So for context, I went to a Jewish summer camp for like 4 or 5 years.
Nice.
For 8 weeks, which is a lifetime when you're 12, 13.
Yes. That's like the whole summer almost.
Yeah, it literally is. And your parents come in the middle for one day. Okay. So it starts out journal. We just had a co-ed movie. So co-ed movie night. And then in all caps, I want a boyfriend. Okay. I'm backing up more context. I guess at some point I went back through this journal and added my own commentary
because
I was embarrassed by what I wrote.
You wrote notes. And you're like, oh boy.
So it says, I think Jake, Phil, and Shay are hot. And then I went back and said, aren't hot.
Oh, you did. You corrected it. Like you turned it into English class.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jake, he's actually really ugly. He has a huge nose. Oh. Very mean. Okay. Sorry, Jake. At first, he would only go out with Sarah if she gave him a blowjob. Ew, how gross. Of course she said no. And the no is in big bubble letters. Okay. But then Phil Plumley. Ooh. Hope that's not his real name. I hope he's not alive. I hope he is alive.
I hope he's dead so he doesn't get caught.
I hope he's dead so I can say his name on a public podcast.
Beep. We'll be bitter.
Phil. Dedicated listener.
I do not wish this person dead. Okay.
He's actually on our Patreon. He's a patron.
Oh, actually, dear. I take that back. I do wish he's dead because he pressured my friend into giving a blowjob. So, Phil. God.
You know what? Serves him right.
Serves you right. Oh, God.
Here's hoping it was all teeth and braces.
Okay. Okay. But here's the twist. So I say, but Phil and Sarah hooked up. Sarah said she doesn't want to do it again. Though, .. Next page, biggest bubble letters you can have. But I will.
Oh, no.
And then the next line says, Rocky said that Phil is really mean. All sides are pointing to this guy's a bad dude. And I'm like,
and you're like,
I'll hook up.
Next.
I will touch the penis for
clearly. Penises.
That's what I want. But then I'm mean to myself. I mean, it's not like anyone would want to hook up with me.
Oh,
the only person that would say yes to me is Justin, and then his last name. And I actually did accidentally stumble across his Instagram recently, so he's very online.
Very alive.
He's not dead.
He's not dead. And then I said, ew, in all bubble letters. And then I can't believe I actually hooked up with him. I think he's so entirely ugly. So,
what constitutes hooking up at 12?
That's a great question. So... at my summer camp, it was like French kissing, mm-hmm. was counted as hooking up. And yeah. I think like maybe under some the shirt boob. Stuff.
Yeah, that's yeah. what I was picturing boob too
stuff.
For 12.
Boob stuff. Like yeah. boob
yeah, maybe like a pat on the jeans kind of situation. Yeah. Okay.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I was like, were we behind the times? Or-
These days, I feel like kids are so informed about
oh, very much
sex.
So. Yeah.
And I'm sad for them and I wish they had childhoods.
Right?
Because yeah, solid, like getting my boob touched was like, it was devastating.
That should be like it was, a long-term panic disorder about the situation before it ever happens.
Yes.
Not yeah, like exactly.
But also like, I love that he had no idea what he was doing. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love that when I told my friends that he had no idea what he was doing, they all said like, oh yeah, the boy that touched my boob had no idea what he right. was doing. Also, is this supposed to feel good? Question right. mark. This was weird. Like, why do boys touch boobs? It doesn't feel good to me when they touch my boobs.
Right.
So it was like a whole conversation. So 13 and 14 years old, had that been anything more for right. me than just like a fumble while I yeah. looked around to see like, is anyone watching?
Is this right? Yeah.
And that was the one where his mom was watching. So
oh,
yes,
God.
Someone was.
Oh, God,
I made eye
right.
contact with her in the rearview mirror of the minivan while she drove us home from Skate World.
I forgot about that.
And he ignored her, looked out the window and brushed back his Jonathan Brandis hair uh-huh. and did around my shoulder touch. And then like pushed oh. his hand down further while I looked at his mom in her eyes.
Burning oh into your eyes. Oh, God. What a memory.
I think she was devastated. I don't think she ever forgot me.
Oh, can't imagine.
I think when she closes her eyes at night, she gross. Sees my scared eyes looking into her eyes through that mirror.
Absolutely.
It's weird.
Yeah, that's she should have had a weird. Chat with him, you know?
Hopefully oh. she did.
Maybe. Probably not, though. Ugh, God, oh, men are ruined, not. You know. They're all bad.
Oh, my God.
So you weren't, like, running around camp throwing jeez. Out blowies.
No.
Just giving handy J's all over the place to prove a point.
Yeah.
No, I think with this guy, Justin, what happened was we spent weeks planning to French kiss on the basketball court during the dance, and it ended up being me and two of my camp friends and their hookups standing in a line, counting down from 10, making out for 5 seconds and being like, wow, we did it. We French kissed. We went to first base together.
Nice.
Or whatever it aww, was.
That's so fucking wholesome if you think about it. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
But also so awkward.
Right? But like that's mm-hmm. what makes it wholesome.
I know.
Is the awkward.
God, aww. I loved being a child that didn't fucking know better. I just assumed everyone knew everything and was right. like already doing it. And I was like last in line.
Me too. That just made oh, me same. Like a predator where I just wanted to kiss all the boys and collect all the kisses.
Yeah.
And just everybody assumes they're good at it. And everybody assumes they know what they're doing. And nobody
my 2001
shit.
Resolution is to get all the kisses.
All the yeah. kisses. Kissing all the boys. That's what I was doing.
That's a classic resolution.
I mean.
I want them all. I started a kiss collect list in the beginning.
A kiss ooh. List.
Yes.
Do you still have it?
Yes. But it was yes. in my 20s. I had a friend who hooked up so much she couldn't remember who she hooked up with. And I was like, I never want to be like that. And I have a bad memory. So instead of not hooking up with people, I just made lists. It's okay. So like, I'm going to keep an accountant.
You're on movie file. Waiting to happen, though, because your 20s
yeah,
so are like.
I'm going to find my black book.
But like all of your scenarios are like perfect rom-com fodder. Like. It teaches you a lesson about yourself that you
yeah.
don't have to keep lists, that you can be wild and vicarious and not be a trashy whore. Mm-hmm. Like you learn a full circle lesson.
Yeah, I was like the Jennifer Goodwin of the group. Like I was like
oh, yeah.
mousy and shy when it came to that stuff. But then I was like, what's her name? The Australian chick from Pitch Perfect. I was like oh. her in real life.
Rebel Wilson?
Yes, I was Rebel Wilson. Oh, everywhere else, I was like
a
too
Melissa
loud,
McCarthy type.
Talking shit, being like, "Oh, you want these titties?" But then, like behind closed doors, I was like, "You know, I really don't.
Do I want these
voice.
Titties?"
No. She's watching a murder documentary.
No, seriously, take like, these titties. I can't.
Right,
I can't do it.
In front of all the friends of the boys, you're like, "I'm gonna go home and be a super hoe. This is gonna be a great time." Then you get home and you're like. In a robe with a face mask, watching mm-hmm. a murder documentary,
yes.
eating ramen noodles.
Been like playing yeah, with a light bright.
Right. Oh, for sure. Painting
yeah.
space.
They're like, after party, want to come out? And I'm like,
I'm so busy.
I'm blowing so light many bright. Guys here now. So yeah. I can't actually.
I only have two hands for all these jerk offs I'm doing. All these, there's so many jerk offs.
How many years apart are you guys?
Oh my God. 3 years, 3 months.
3 years, 3 months. 3 years, 3 months. Yeah. 67 seconds. Exactly. Did you guys talk about this stuff growing up?
Oh God.
No. About sex?
Yeah.
No, because I traumatized her.
Shannon was like a serial monogamist.
I had a high school boyfriend,
but also we
hooked up.
Yeah, I said they played house. That was like my polite way of being like, she pretends she would groan. She would not groan.
No.
But her vagina was.
Jesus Christ. No. I was a serial monogamist and it was really worth it. It was really great.
So, in my mind, the way to keep a man was to have sex with him
all the time.
And then also to have sex meant to sound like you were getting murdered.
Right.
And that terrified me. I was like, if this is what sex is, we had rooms next door. I don't ever want to scream like that.
I do not want to do that. No.
Yes. Now as an adult, I'm like, scream how you want, girl.
Now in hindsight, you get yours. As an adult, she's like, my sister was having good sex in high school. That's not fair.
Right? I don't understand why she was so stressed out.
I was not at all stressed out.
I was relaxed as hell.
I had the best time. It was great.
My skin looked amazing.
I had no care in the world. It was awesome. Oh, man.
Yeah, I was a good child. Like, I was like, too good, a little too good.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I feel like I'm having my rebel phase like in the past 5 years.
Nice. Ultimately. Good. At least you're having one. Some people go all their life without having a rebel phase, and that's just not fair.
What does rebel phase mean to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, like great question. It was like, let me ask myself questions instead of what would my mom think or what would my mom want for me or, you know, or what would other people think if I did XYZ? So it kind of manifested in like, I'm going to get tattoos.
Yes.
I guess like my early 20s in New York, I not partied, but I drank a lot as a little intern at a comedy theater, you know?
Oh, yeah. You got a party to kick it. Right? And everyone there is doing like way worse shit.
Right.
Like, New York comedy clubs is just blow all around. Like everyone's just trying to put blow in your nose. And you're like,
you want to try heroin?
I don't.
You're like, nah.
Nah. No, but like this Zima is really doing work.
Yeah. I was actually only ever offered Coke twice in my comedy life. So
you're so lucky.
I was hanging with the right dorks, you know?
Yeah.
Dorks can do cocaine, you know, if you want. But these ones.
Dorks can, but they can also read a room.
Yes.
And, you know, they don't go offer it. They offer it to the wrong person. They feel the nerd shame of high school again. And they get afraid of the, the other coked out bullies.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
It's like, nope, the propaganda of DARE worked on me hard. So I'm all set.
I loved DARE. They gave me a scholarship for college.
Yeah, very nice.
I got an art scholarship from DARE. From sports camp, if they wrap your
mind. Wow, that's
around
a sentence.
That's just a whole lot.
An art scholarship from DARE for sports camp.
I went to sports camp as a chubby child,
and they had art there.
They had a poster contest at the end, and
I went. I got this,
and like picked grass in a field. I went every day, and
just hated it.
I was there for volleyball. That wasn't even my sport.
There's all these. Let's play volleyball.
I think mom was just like, I got you in, and it's a babysitter, and you're not here all day in the summer, and you can walk there. Guaranteed. It's at the end of the block at the high
school. Was your sport?
My sport is softball. I was a softball
giant.
So was Shannon. So we grew up playing Little League, and then my mom stuck me in volleyball where my chubby thighs had to be in these like tiny shorts.
Tiny shorts,
and tank tops.
Even as a skinny person back in the day, those shorts are insulting to anybody with a moral compass in high school.
Yeah,
it's like a swimsuit in public. It felt uncomfortable.
Yeah, and levels. The girls that looked fucking bomb,
right,
in volleyball shorts, I was like, I hate you, but also I want to be your best friend and like,
but also why
learn
are you
about
comfortable?
How you live?
Yeah, like, how are you so?
You're
totally
shaped like
confident.
A pony,
right?
You're shaped like a pony. Like your haunches are lean. How do you do that?
I'm a mini fridge. How are you doing this?
Bonnie's a mini fridge, and we're just jealous of the stallions.
No, I'm like a 3 day past its prime pear that's just like shoved on some toothpicks.
Just
it's
a
like
soft
lumpy
pear.
And bruised. If you touch it wrong, it squishes in, and you're like, I didn't just hide it under the other fruit.
Smells like kombucha.
Smells like it might have smelled good at some point.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they had an art contest, and I stayed up all night at my desk, and I remember exactly what I drew. I thought it was brilliant.
Wow.
And then I didn't hear anything. Here's where I'm an asshole. They called out the third place, second place, and first place winners. Mm-hmm. And theirs fucking sucked in my fourth grade mind of being angry about art. Because apparently I was an artist and I was mad at these.
Yes. That's like, how you
these
knew
sports
you
ball people suck. They're stealing my scholarship. So yeah, they called out those. And then so in my group, I'm like kicking the grass and like not paying attention anymore. And like trying to hold back tears around these sporting people being like, I'm not going to give them satisfaction of seeing me fucking cry on the track and field
in these shorts.
Yeah, in these fucking shorts that hurt. So I was real
mad
about it.
Inside me. Yeah.
Yes. And then they called the grand prize winner.
Grand prize.
The winner of everything. And it was me.
And you had to run up there with like tears in your eyes.
I had a red face.
You're
a
mad
little bitch.
I
was crying. I was like snotting a little bit, you know?
Little butthole mouth.
Yeah. Just the tiniest little butthole mouth. So tiny. And I went up there and had to accept award from a NASCAR driver.
Who?
I don't remember, but I got his autograph.
This is a Mad Lib. I don't
believe
any of this.
So sports. I don't know how to say his name. And then I got to go to a function with third, second, and first place. And we went on a bus and met these NASCAR drivers and got their autographs. And then sat down with a bunch of older, really tan white people.
Okay.
And had like a luncheon.
Ew.
I didn't understand anything that was happening. But I know when I graduated high school, someone contacted me and gave me money for college. And I was like, that was real. How did they find me?
Wow.
How'd they fucking find me?
I just picked
art scholarship at sports camp.
Red faced, right. Butthole mouth,
crying
shorts with a NASCAR driver at the end of the table, and then a bunch of leathery, weird orange people, and you're eating triangle sandwiches.
She's cut high quality poster board. She doesn't want to be here for the sports.
Oh my
gosh. Okay,
she's been phoning it in all week. But look at the effort she did on this poster.
You know, every coloring contest and poster contest, I feel like all three of us have had our like legacy of poster board submissions into shit or coloring contest things.
They like get me hot. I see an advertisement for a poster contest.
Even as an adult, secretly. So the grocery stores locally, when they have like a coloring contest for like Halloween or Christmas or something, I grab a couple of those. Yeah, fuck yeah. But then I color those bitches in with a gradient, do some white so I blend my colors and shit and like really go ham on that. Just because I like the smell of it.
She has a kid.
Like it has
put his name on it.
A set. No, I don't. Honestly, it's not his. He didn't do this.
Aiden, age 10. They're like, he's good.
No, he's not.
Savant.
I'm good. No, this is all me.
He's not an artist.
Do you turn them in or do you?
Hell
keep
yeah,
them?
I turn them in just for fun. I don't know, because it's fucking hilarious if I go in there later and I'm like,
it's hanging on the
wall.
Window.
Fuck yeah. It's
unfortunately, we have to award this adult woman the gift card to the children's section of Target.
I signed my name, but I don't put my contact in. I anonymously.
Oh, okay. You're just trying to show the kids how it's
make
done.
The wall, you guys. That's all I care about nowadays. But like that specific energy of doing the act and the smell of crayons and just the excitement of coloring a thing, I fucking still love it. To this day, I still will do it.
Coloring is baller.
I love coloring like so
Me
much.
Too. I have this psychotic coloring book that I got from the dollar store.
Ooh.
It's like a bunch of different types of animals that are also unicorns, and they all look so stressed out.
Oh my
it's
god!
Very funny.
I think it's the one that has the turtle unicorn, where it's a fat like tortoise sitting up on his butt, and he has like tummy rolls, but it's his shell, and he's a fucking unicorn.
It has dangerous. To be.
Yeah.
There's also like a pizza that's a unicorn.
Yes. Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's the
Dollar
weirdest.
Tree.
It was at Dollar Tree. It was the weirdest thing I've
I
ever seen.
I love the Dollar Tree.
I just
it's
love that coloring.
So fantastic. Places, I didn't know they had glamorous coloring books like that. I got real into they have a Royals magazine.
Oh god.
That's only a dollar. And it talks about the royal family.
Oh my god.
Talks about their dogs.
Random.
It's been great though because I sent someone a card and it was just a picture of Princess Diana.
Wait, is this like a magazine that is updated
at the
every
Dollar
month?
Tree, yeah.
Yes.
Wow. There's like a whole publisher for it. Like an editorial team.
Who's the demographic for the magazine if you're selling
you.
It to Dollar Tree?
You love
just
it
me.
So
I
much.
Love
yeah,
it so much.
Money.
They're like, one person buys it every month, so we have to keep going.
It's just me. And I show it to people. Like, that's the, like, I'm passionate about it.
Okay. I listened to a 6-part podcast about Princess Diana, and I had never really cared about the royal family at all before this podcast. And then I was like, coming home every day, like, did you know that?
Oh my God. Story a fucking of my
expert
life.
All of a sudden. Now we're even. I literally walked in the door the other day. Looked my partner in the eyes and I was like, did you know that when the Backstreet Boys were at their most famous, they only made $300,000? Like, hi, how are you?
Good afternoon. How was your day? I actually didn't know that, and I find that fascinating. Because you got all their money.
You got it all.
Their management, because back in the days, management made all the money.
Yes.
I love that.
Okay. Speaking of weird celebrity crazy stuff.
Okay.
Who was your celebrity crushes as a child?
Yeah. So.
Did you have top secret ones?
I think, yeah, for sure. I was like huge crush on Leonardo DiCaprio, right?
Awesome.
I ran a fan Tumblr for Leonardo DiCaprio in college. As an adult, I ran a fan page called fuckyeahdicaprio.tumblr.com. Yes. You remember that Tumblr trend? It was like everything was like, fuck yeah, whatever it is. And I felt like the editor of Vogue. I was like, it has 8,000 followers. It's famous.
That's amazing. That's a lot for a Tumblr.
It was a lot, yeah. And then it got to the point. I went to a musical theater conservatory in college. And so I was like, I'm just so busy. I have to bring on some extra help. So I had like a bunch of other people come on as moderators.
Moderation?
About it.
You had mods on your Tumblr that worked.
Yeah,
for
I literally ran a business.
Oh my gosh.
My God.
You're like, who wants to be an unpaid intern for no credit?
And they're like, yes, absolutely where you do nothing but repost Google images of Leonardo.
You're like, this is my world. I'm here for it.
Yeah. But besides him, I think my first like real, like looking, okay. So basically I didn't come out like full, I didn't come out full time until like 3 years ago.
Oh,
so
wow.
I look, nice. Yeah, very recent. So then I look back on a lot of my childhood and I'm like, oh, that was so gay. Okay. Like Alex Mack. I was like so into
yes.
Alex Mack.
Yeah. That's not the first time I've heard that either. That
she changed a lot of people.
An awakening for some folks.
For sure. That. Yeah. Any Disney Channel original movie, like what was the one with the motorbikes where she was pretending to be her brother? Motocross.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
So like any movie like that where it was like girl pretending to be boy, be like, why do I'm interested in that. That's weird.
Right. She's the man. Why do I own copies of this VHS DVD?
Have you watched that recently? I just watched it a couple months ago.
It holds up. It's so stupid. It's
it
so good.
And she also looks so weird. They did a bad job making her.
They could have done
boy
so much better. Yes. Maybe that's our challenge is the three of us turn ourselves into boys this week and take photos.
Actually, I have some good news for you.
Oh.
Me and my writing partner, Becky Chicoine, we perform comedy together. We do have characters as teen YouTube rappers.
Oh.
And so
you've already been a boy.
I'm consistently a boy.
That's fucking amazing. And
it's
you rap.
So silly.
Yes.
I can find videos. I'll send it to you.
How did I rabbit hole you and then not? That also just sounds
dirty.
That's
real
dirty. How did I rabbit hole you and not find this?
You didn't rabbit hole me hard enough.
I know,
babe.
Right?
Yeah, if you look up our comedy stuff, we're called Girls with Brown Hair.
I love it.
I don't know that we have any of the boys on there, but we have a whole Thanksgiving show.
Oh my gosh.
We've got a lot of chaos, but we do a lot of musical comedies.
Oh my God. That's so brave.
That's so
brave.
That's
my worst nightmare. No,
that's what people say to like women over 50 who are dating again.
We had some Gen Z actually come up to us after a show where we played these teen boys and we do original music. We're dancing. It's psychotic. And these like, you know, 22-year-olds came out and they're like, that was actually really brave, but it was tight though. I was like,
dang it.
Thanks. Thank you so
You're
much.
Like, I don't understand the compliment. You just rolled them all together as one.
I just meant I could never do that because I am not musically talented.
Yeah.
So like people that are just like throwing music into comedy, I'm like, God, that is so cool. I just can't put myself
I feel
in
like
those
I
shoes.
Could. Every time I see you SNL could. And there's yes. like like a slow jam that comes on where they're like, and then they bring in like random guests that have like rap in it. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I could totally
try it.
Talk sing. That would
try it right now. You should try it.
And go.
No, when we get our puppets, we will talk sing some.
Sure. Hide behind the puppets at first.
That's the whole reason Shannon got us puppets.
Right. Because I don't want my
Our last guest had puppets, and now we're having puppets made.
Right.
And my voice just got a little Kermit the Frog there. We are now having puppets.
I'm very excited.
So when's the gender reveal for the puppets?
Oh my God. They don't have junk.
Having puppets.
Shockingly, these don't have junk.
What's your male character's name?
Oh.
So they're Zenith and Xander, and I'm Zenith. But they're really interchangeable, for sure.
I fucking love both those names. I think Xander's such a cool name.
Are Zenith they spelled with an X?
Yes. Both of them. Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes, depending on the show, we'll just be the Jake and Logan Paul brothers.
If it's like
pop culture focused.
You get so macho.
Oh my God.
I know nothing about them. I can't tell them apart, but if you just say that you are them, it works, you know?
You don't have to identify who's who and why.
No. And I don't even know anything about them.
And all you have to do is just rage out and be like, oh, I'll fight you if someone questions you. And they'll be like, oh my God, you're so in character. Wow.
This is such social commentary. Incredible.
Yeah. Pop culture. We're in it, you know?
We're like so cool.
We're living
it. We have a
it.
Song called Respect for Women. That's a really good one.
Nice.
Obviously, it's nasty, you know?
Of course. Of course. It's dick in the box status. I can feel it.
Yeah. We basically started doing it because we were asked to host this like weird pre-show red carpet for this duo that was only famous on YouTube called Kaylin and Miles. What? And there was like a mile long line of these teen girls who were just like sobbing to meet them.
Oh my.
So we hosted this like quiz. Whoever got all the questions right got to go to the pre-show and meet them. They call it the Kick It Session. Oh. And we made some teens cry.
Wow.
It was like a bunch of sisters. And then they were on two different teams and one team won. And we were like, oh, you get to go in. And the other girls sobbed because they thought they weren't going to get in. But of course they did, you know. Mm-hmm. But really, the Kick It Session was just these two boys singing Happy Birthday over and over again. And we were like, what is this? What is happening? And so we went down a YouTube rabbit hole. And what we found was that there's like hundreds of these like white baby boy teen rappers who have like millions of followers.
Mm-hmm. Why?
It's just a thing.
I don't know. It's
a
just
weird
such a
phenomenon
thing
right now. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we were like, oh, well, we have to absolutely roast them over and over again.
Of course you do.
Yes. We were invited to do a gig and we were like, ugh. And so now we're going to do that.
This is content. Yes. This is it.
This is going to be part of our personality.
But this is why things happen the way they happen. Right. You were invited to this so your universe could open your eyes to what you were missing out on.
Apparently.
And then give that back to the world.
Yes, which is confuse a bunch of our friends into being very attracted to one of us for sure. They, you know, it's always like someone has a preference. They're like, you know, Becky, you look hot like that. But Sam, I don't know, there's something about Zenith that I just can't stay away from. So it's fun game.
We have a love for dressing like dudes.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Free advice for our listeners. Ooh, we're gonna squeeze some expertise out of you. Since you are the shitty craft queen, do you mm-hmm. have any tips or tricks for people that want to make their loved ones a shitty craft for Ooh. This upcoming holiday?
Oh, for a Valentine's Day.
Yeah, they want to give Valentine's to anyone. Like, what should their focus be?
Craft the gift of love.
Okay, this is a good question.
Thank you.
So, like, I feel like there's a couple genres you could go with, right? If you wanted to do sexy craft, I think it could be fun to, like, cover a bra and some fun things.
Oh, yeah. Turn it like Gaga style. Put on a show.
Yeah, yeah. A little pom-pom.
Googly eyes.
Googly eye bra.
I just pictured you shaking it like
sequins.
Yeah, yeah. You know, really Vegas showgirl, crystals? But shitty crafts. Yeah.
Oh, they have tassels in the upholstery section of Joann's as well. Right. So you guys
get
can
your
go
ass to Joann's.
Get your ass tassels. To Joann's. Like, I just picture Shannon having like caramel colored tassels and then like wood rounds. Just to be like real outdoorsy.
Oh, wow.
And
gorgeous.
Wood round aerials. Yes.
Cabin titties.
Oh, nice.
Cabin titties.
Cabin titties.
Just feel like hiking.
That's a new bad. Podcast. Yeah. I don't know.
What's up, Kevin? That's cottagecore at its finest.
Oh. Cottagecore.
Cottage
hey.
That's got to be an OnlyFans.
Oh, God.
Cottage
you know,
porn.
There's something for everyone.
True story.
There is something for
yeah,
okay.
Thank
so
God.
Sexy. Let's say it's like family member.
Ooh.
Family member. Okay. Like, same answer.
There. Same answer.
bra.
I make what I call a year-round wreath.
Mm, yes.
And those, you know, those can be any theme. So if you want to do a little Valentine's Day theme, you really just take a bunch of tinfoil, put it in a circle, and then glue shit to it. So
I love easy. Your use of tinfoil. Like, I watch clay people use tinfoil, and I'm like, they're smart. Clay is expensive. And then you use tinfoil, and I was like, oh, she made fucking corn on the cob. Like, genius.
Somebody once commented on a TikTok that was like, did you know there's a shortage of tinfoil right now? And I was like, it's all my fault. Sorry.
It's that's on me. You keep making hats out of it.
Yeah.
How
me,
dare you? It's not like you're pulling fresh sheets. You're just like, I have this ball here, so let me reuse it.
There's foil trolls.
There's foil trolls. Yeah.
Fuck everybody.
There's a shortage of everything. Shannon built a treehouse this summer when there was a lumber shortage.
I did
so
that.
Come at her, people. Yeah. How dare she provide for her
amount
child?
Of money for a swirly slide, too. So suck on that, internet.
Yes.
Wow. You heard it here. Suck on that.
Suck it. There's going to be haters. If you
Absolutely.
Put yourself out there you're putting yourself out there for people to be like
for sure
nay say I love your aluminum corn
same
I loved everything about you. It I love the hot dog I guess where I'm
really
at is if someone wants to make me some bejeweled food items Ooh. I'm apparently into it lots of people are into miniatures just give me like a giant food thing
and the P.O. box is send it my way
I'm so here
an
for this.
Eggplant
Ooh, an eggplant would be fun
I want to make
an
a
giant
purple
eggplant
Valentine's Day craft could be a big sparkly eggplant. That's like a little funny,
that would
right?
Be, it's really funny because it's like a wink and a nod, but also then they're stuck with a giant eggplant.
That's amazing.
That's in general pretty cool, but I'm just picturing all the tones of it. Like, you know how eggplants have like those streaks down the side, like whatever side they were ripened on or whatever?
Like,
picture that in crystal form where you're just really getting to go
Gorgeous.
Like plum to magenta
She's got
to lilac.
Like a full ombre and then it goes light to where the little shine on it is.
Yes.
Why do I
a little
want to
shine.
Make
you gotta get
a
that
huge
in there.
One just for Bobby Bones to cradle like an infant out our front yard?
Because then you're
oh,
making
you
your
fucking hilarious.
Your skeleton like Old phallic. Giant. Like he's
Old
like sexy.
Maybe he's a farmer and people are just up at 39. Yeah. He loves produce.
How would hot glue on foil fare in weather?
Probably great, right?
That's a question I don't
That's
have an
a
answer
science
to.
Science question.
We should,
but
test it.
You know, we can experiment.
We need
yeah.
a craft scientist on next to answer all my questions about how these are going to hold up.
It's just me and a mustache and lying.
That's what we're into.
Okay, right now I am making a huge tinfoil sculpture of a marlin to put over a fireplace.
That's genius.
That's amazing.
It's so silly. A big gay marlin.
I love this.
The options are endless for what you can make, really. The way I feel about Valentine's Day is it's a shitty corporate scam. It's the day after you get sick deals on candy you can only get once a year. So like February 15th, that's our holiday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Candiesville is my favorite.
Candiesville.
Also wine.
Wine is all discounted? Kinds of,
yeah. And like lobster tails put on deal.
Like, you're like classier than me. I'm like, just give me all the dubs.
I'm like, give me all the food. Don't worry. I'm eating those Reese's hearts after I eat my lobster. So let's keep it real.
So
put them on the same plate, you know?
Right? Valentine's Day is just bullshit. Unless it's an opportunity for someone to tell their true feelings to someone in a way that's creative or romantic or funny or stupid.
Adorable, yeah.
Because we just went from zero to eggplant. Like, the options are out there for you.
Yeah.
Like, what if somebody took their love, made them a paper mache pinata of an eggplant?
Have you ever made a pinata?
I love making pinatas. No. It is so fun.
Oh, you love it? Oh my God.
Wow.
Yes. Who are you?
I'm somebody who was too poor to buy a pinata. How many have you made? Two.
Okay.
It's really great.
Cool.
You cut up cardboard boxes to make it into a shape, and then you just masking tape it so that if you do it with duct tape, it's invincible. Nobody can break it. Okay. Not the hard way.
The tape's doing its job.
Then you take strips of tissue paper and then you just fold it up and then roll it up and cut those little lines.
Oh, the little fringes.
And then you just do Strelmer's bloom in a strip so they all overlap.
Oh my God.
You can make anything. And then you fill that shit with candy and you hit it with sticks. It's great.
I like it.
Right. But what if somebody did it for their love and made an eggplant? Inside is little boxes of conversation hearts.
More eggplants. Oh.
There's just more eggplants.
Right? Eggplant. It's just eggplant and eggplant. Then there's a real eggplant parm. They put it in the microwave.
Oh my God. What's for dinner? Eggplant.
Right. But there's a card in there that says, I love you. Like, we've been friends for 15 years. Turns out I would like to kiss your face. Like, wouldn't that be cute?
And she's like, I friend zoned you 16 years ago.
She's like,
and
the eggplant literally gave it away before the card.
You want to do something with your penis?
No. I just want to see your wood rounds, girl.
Just give me your wood rounds.
Show me them wood rounds.
Flip them around.
And now we're a sister singing group and we're going to take it on.
We're Haim.
Perfect.
We're literally Haim.
Oh, God. I only watch them for the bass face. I will be honest. Every part of them.
The side boob and the bass face. Yeah.
She looks like she's a puppet. Yeah. But also,
which one's
like
that? Esty?
An angry one.
I think so.
I don't know their names.
Yeah. It's Esty is the fun one. I only know the little one is Baby Haim. I don't know what her name is.
Haim.
Baby Haim.
Hyman.
I know. I was thinking
Baby Hyman. Oh, do you think they got made fun of? And did they go to school?
100%. Absolutely. They probably didn't go to school. They're probably homeschooled by
They were in a family band.
Hanson.
I feel like their parents are like the writer producer type that were like casually friends with like Paul McCartney or something.
Probably. Yeah.
You know, like they look like they grew up with
that's
a silver
only way
microphone
you grew up
in their mouth.
To be able to be comfortable just rocking side boob at any given moment.
Yeah.
That's so just true. Fine.
Nepotism is the key to side boob confidence.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God, that's so
I'm wary.
Very true.
Side boob to me still feels like I should cut like, fat showing.
Mine feels like ill-fitting clothes that were hand-me-downs. It doesn't feel like I did it on purpose. Mine feels like that tank top is five sizes too big for you, dum-dum.
Oh, God.
I'm like, yes, it is.
It's actually showing the whole boob.
Ma'am, your tits are entirely out.
Oh, my back is also, but thanks for sharing.
It's just a belt, really.
It's just my body.
I love body shame. That's fun.
Any diaries in your journal about body shaming? Of course.
Yes. So we're going to play a fun game called This or That.
Okay.
And we are going to rapid fire you two options and you are going to
scream the right one.
Okay. Yeah. You're going to yell into the streets only the option you're choosing.
Okay.
Okay.
Glitter or tissue paper?
Glitter.
Jewels or pom-poms?
Jewels.
Mm-hmm. Early bird or night owl?
Night owl.
Fun glasses or a fun headband?
Fun glasses so I can see.
Tacos or pizza?
Pizza.
Conversation hearts or a box of chocolates?
Box of chocolate.
Hell yes. Hell yeah.
That was good.
A good round. Yeah.
You're very good.
That was easy. I could do that all day.
Nice. And then all those things just like populate at your home in a basket because we're magic.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool?
That would be dope. Choose your choice and then you actually get something from it.
Just an immediate knock on the door.
Ding, ding, ding.
We God, knew. Nobody's fucking there. Creepy. Nobody's there.
Me, it's just one person like listening to a live feed scrambling to put the right shit in a basket.
And then I open the door and they're falling down the stairs.
That's the guy honking outside is our guy in the truck.
Oh, got it, got it.
That's our dude in the truck. What?
That makes sense because on my door it says our buzzer doesn't work, so you got to find another way. And he's doing it.
It's just a pizza guy covered in glitter. And he's like, I just fucked this whole thing up.
I touched it. It exploded. Don't know what's happening.
I guess I have to come inside. So
I have to come back later because you're a night owl. I don't know.
What? This all sounds like a really crafty porno.
Oh, is there a genre like Joanne's, you know, like sexy porn, craft porn?
There should be like over the top, like Joanne is
Joanne
dating
and
Michael.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Likely story. You want to keep on? I'm like, I swear to God.
Joanne, let me have this.
I'd love to move in to your house. No, move into our favorite segment, which is compliments.
Okay.
Do you love compliments? Or do you get uncomfortable in their presence? Do you wear them like a robe?
You know, it depends on the day. I feel like I'm getting more comfortable accepting them. I think my thing that I will normally do is feel like I immediately will compliment someone back on this exact same thing they complimented me on.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good rebuttal.
That's where you are. That comes from.
Right.
So you feel free to use this in the future.
Okay,
when
great.
Someone's like,
you're funny.
Your hair is beautiful. You are that.
Yeah.
You just turn it around on the person and you deflect right. their compliment.
You are beautiful and I'm funny and have great hair.
Oh my gosh. That was great. Your show is so funny. You're so funny. Like, especially if you don't know them at all and then you just walk away. Right. It is so fun and creepy. So highly recommend. I love your mentality that you talk about on TikTok, which is like, this is probably stupid, but it was so stupid I had to do it. And that's kind of how Shannon and I look mm-hmm. at life.
Mm-hmm.
And it is such a fun, creative mode to be in. And I love that you put that out there in the world and you are creating a safe space for people to kind of like let their pandemic quarantine crazy out.
Yeah.
It's how I found you and it brought me so much solace. And I know that you are just doing a world of good for other people by basically putting yourself out there and saying, hey, I made this. I burnt the shit out of myself with glue. Mm-hmm. I fucking spilt pony beads all over it. I'm going to be finding them forever. Yep. And like, fucking fuck it. Like, here's a thing. No apologies.
Yeah.
Like, you could probably do it too if you, I don't know, fucking fuck it. And I love the whole mentality of that. You are so fun and personable, and you come across as somebody that as soon as I saw your content, I was like, damn, she's fucking funny, but you're so real also. And you may dress up like a little boy rapper and have weird side personalities, but I think you come across just a genuine person that we really wanted to get to know. Thank you for creating and making wonderful things. I hope that we get to be part of your shitty craft community and we can do some West Coast events together.
Oh my God, totally.
And I'm a fan of you in general. You're just so fun and you definitely do feel like freaky family. You're a fucking freak totally and like true. We love it. Oh we God. Love it.
Freak forever. Yeah.
I will totally piggyback on what Bonnie just said because she introduced me to you. She's like, I'm obsessed. And I was like, I understand why. This is pretty amazing. Like, realistically, my two favorite it's things genius. About you. Number one, you're clearly having a good time. It comes off very genuinely that like, even if you're in the thick of something not quite working out, you're still having a good time. And it's just very genuine uh-huh. and very fun. And I like watching people just unabashedly doing what makes them happy or doing something just for the sake of fucking doing it. Putting this out there in the world and just not taking yourself so insanely seriously on camera. Like now after talking to you, I feel like you have a good grip on just not taking things so hyper seriously and that things are a good time. And I really like that about you.
Thanks, guys.
Me too. You have a few videos. You have like the manic crazy eyes. in the best way possible, where you're like, I'm unraveling. Did this work? Uh-huh. It fucking didn't. And look at the pieces and
the glasses.
The you sharing those moments with everyone and not just the like
shiny,
hyper stylized, mm-hmm. cheesy, happy exactly. stuff. You're sharing all the moments. And I think it's kind of like a window into who you are as like a relatable. Genuine human. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you realize you have the power of that connection. It's like bold. You're so fun. And I'm so excited to see what comes out of you when you have the crazy energy, which is LA, like swarming around you. You already have friends there. So when you get into your spot and you get comfortable.
Get that LA magic going.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You are just a nesting doll full of creativity. And I'm thrilled to see what the West Coast does with that. It's going to be cool.
Oh, yeah.
So don't start porn. Just don't do porn.
I mean, if you do, I don't care. It's fine. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, we'll see what you do.
No porn shaming. Shannon's like all about it.
I'm inclusive. Whatever you want to do, it's fine.
No, it's fine.
If you want to be your, you know,
listen, there's going to be a real Joanne Michaels thing happening with wood round bras and eggplants.
Boy band parody porn. It's all going to get weird.
It all sounds sensual.
It can go a lot of different ways.
it can go all the ways.
You know what? You know, a sensual episode. This was the intent. We're very.
She's like, I came out 3 years ago, but now I came all out when I went to LA and I became like a freaking eek of the night. I'm losing my mind.
I'd like to come back on and talk to you about my life now. It's very different.
I do prop design. It's totally different.
Delightful. Wood round bras. You guys were on to something. I just ran with it.
Uh-huh. Changed my whole thing.
Lumberjacks everywhere.
We knew you when.
You can, but I'll sue you. Sorry.
I'll sue the shit out of you.
New phone. Who dis?
Yeah, I'm going to be a monster.
For those who haven't gotten the beautiful joy of witnessing any of your creative endeavors, where can people find information about you?
Yeah, I mean, Shitty Craft Club on TikTok and on Instagram. Instagram is really where I'll post more of the like personal stuff. It's because it's easier to. Mm-hmm. I feel... not pressure, but on TikTok, it's more like, this is just for videos. And events I post on Instagram. And then on my personal Instagram, I will post like comedy shows. But if you want to follow me and Becky, it's Girls with Brown Hair Comedy. It's hard. If you Google Girls with Brown Hair, it's sometimes, you know, we won't be the first thing that comes up.
No, you popped up first.
Do I?
Under all the images in the Google search, because it says like, do you mean these images? It's just all girls with brown hair.
It's very silly.
I love that. You're very silly.
You're very silly. You're very fun.
Seriously.
I am. We like people that can cut loose in life.
Yeah. It's taken a while to get here where I'm just like, let it go.
Sam, you are a joy and you are wonderful to interview and your voice is like velvet and absolutely. Your crafts are so shiny and you're so funny. And we appreciate you so much for being on the podcast. I hope so. I hope we just explode.
You're both so funny and easy to talk to. Thank you for having
you
me.
You are that.
Stop.
No, you are that.
You can't do it to us. We appreciate you so much. And everyone, go check out all of her goodies, her videos, her craft videos, her funny videos.
Her Bieber hair as a little b-boy.
You are going to fall in love with her if you haven't already. She's just so endearing and so charming.
Thank you, Bo. Tell Bobby the what?
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones. I say hi.
Oh, I'm going to make him an eggplant. It's going to happen.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
If you had a great time and you love our podcast and you want to support us, how can they do that, Shannon?
You could follow us at Patreon and find some behind the scenes silly good stuff at patreon.com/ you are that for as little as $1 a month.
It's pretty good. Yeah. Support the podcast with no monies.
Yeah.
You can do so by rating and reviewing. And now you can even rate on Spotify.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Realistically, anywhere you listen. I just went and did it.
Yeah.
It's really easy.
So great.
I gave us 2 stars. One for each of us.
That feels low, but I appreciate it. Like 5 would be better.
5.
A 5-star would be rad.
5 is better.
It'll help us stay where other people can find us organically. And everybody loves organic.
Yes. We also have some very exciting news.
Yes.
As far as merch goes.
Oh my God, it's so exciting.
It's been a while.
It's been a little bit.
Yeah, and we have some new fun things coming up that are a perfect fit if you are wanting to get something for a friend or family member or a love of your life, mm-hmm. or if you just want to treat your damn self.
Oh my God, that's what I'm going to be doing. Treating my damn self.
Perfect. It's nostalgic. Mm-hmm. It's cozy.
It's crush-worthy.
It is crush-worthy. So we have some illustrations put on various items, including snuggly blankets, mm-hmm. big poofy pillows. You guys are going to get some warm and cozies, and they're in form of our teen heartthrobs.
Oh my God, heartthrob throw blanket, you guys. Seriously.
You're flipping through your Tiger Beat.
Mm-hmm. Your Bop magazines.
Your Teen Beat extraordinaire, and you find that centerfold that is just the love of your life. Mm-hmm. Those perfect bangs, the beautiful milky young skin.
TV, dreamboats, cinematography, wanderlust for the eyes. It's ridiculous.
It's good. If you had a crush as a child and put a poster on your wall, we are hoping to fix that itch. Teen Beat style, delightful illustrations. We will actually be rolling more of these out mm-hmm. constantly throughout the year, and we're going to go and do some pop idol ones at some mm-hmm. point. But for now, we're going to give you a little taste, a little sprinkling, and those are in the shop now at youarethatmerch.com. Feel free to check them out. Send them to a friend. We will tag the shit out of them all over our socials.
And guys and girls, we've got you both covered. No matter who you were in love with, we've probably got it on a blanket. Got their dreamy little face just for you.
Definitely something that you will covet. If you want to mix and match a pillow and a blanket, you know, you could pick your favorite guy or girl. We hope you like our first selection. Feel free to go on our Instagram. We are doing rollouts.
Yes.
Where we show you a picture of the rolled up blanket and you try to guess from the weird bits and pieces of their face and hair and body and clothes who it might be. And then we'll let you know who they are. So go check out our Instagram.
Yes.
Know you are that to participate in these rollouts, which will be happening in our stories.
Are we being vague without telling you who they are? You bet. You have to guess.
Mm-hmm. You're going to love them. You're going to love them. I hope you're excited because we are thrilled.
Woot!
Okay. Good night. Serif Bon. Who am
aspirational.
I?
Aspirational. Yeah. I'm a papyrus Shan my whole
life. Oh, God.
No, I'm just
papyrus.
Joking. I'm just papyrus. Joking. Everybody shits on papyrus.
I'm going to beat you with a yoga mat if you ever say the name papyrus ever again.
It's too gorgeous. It's too gorgeous.
It's so raw. It's almost falling apart with how natural it is.
We all know I'm just Comic Sans all the way. It's fine. No big deal.
Me too. No secrets here, baby.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.